From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The National Rifle Association is well known, in addition to giving out all of those patches for achievements of sharpshooters, as the gun lobby, the main institutional voice against gun control. Among its many activities, the NRA publishes The American Rifleman and The American Hunter, and it's looking to buy a television or radio station. These media activities of the National Rifle Association pose an interesting question. The NRA says the magazines, and should they acquire it, the broadcast station, make the National Rifle Association a news organization. This is not an entirely academic point, since the NRA argues that as a news organization, it should be no more restricted by provisions of federal law than, say, the Los Angeles Times is. And while the question may not be academic, our guest is Bruce Ackerman, teaches constitutional law at Yale University. And Professor Ackerman, first, what privileges do news organizations enjoy that other corporations, say, don't during elections?
They have real privileges. They can say whatever they want, whenever they want it, on any side of any political issue. That's the freedom of the press, guaranteed by the First Amendment.
So does the NRA have a point? They've got a press. They put out a couple of magazines. Perhaps they can get a broadcast license. Should that entitle them to all of the same privileges that the New York Times or the Chicago Tribune might enjoy?
Well, in a word, yes. We cannot impose ideological tests on news organizations. And, you know, there's Pat Robertson, who has a Christian television network. That's his fundamental constitutional right. This is a core American freedom.
But does that mean that, say, the National Rifle Association can't be restricted from publishing whatever it wants to in its magazines or airing whatever it wants to on a broadcast station, but could be restricted from placing an advertisement, let's say, in other media and making the political case against somebody whom they disagree with on gun control?
Absolutely. We have these three basic categories. First of all, no corporation can give money to a political candidate, George Bush or Howard Dean. And no person can give more than $2,000 a shot, as it were. So that's one box. The other box is the media, who can spend as much money on as it wants on political issues on their editorial page or elsewhere, endorse or attack candidates. Then we have this fascinating intermediate category. If you, Robert, or I, or the National Rifle Association, want to buy an advertisement in the New York Times and say something they like about politics, they can do so long first as they don't coordinate with candidates. These are so-called independent expenditures.
If the NRA should, in your view, be considered a news organization and benefit from whatever privileges news organizations enjoy, then presumably the AARP, with its enormously high circulation newsletter, or the American Automobile Association with its newsletter, and everybody's a news organization. Everybody has a printing press, puts out something, and therefore they should be protected. Doesn't that flunk a certain common sense test that even though there may be a slippery slope somewhere in there, there are lobbying organizations with informational outlets, and those are different from bona fide news organizations?
I do think that there is a line between commercial speech that doesn't have much to do with politics. It may be the American Automobile Association is on that side of the line, and other newsletters and news organizations. Let's say the Roman Catholic Church has its own set of news periodicals. Are we really going to say that the state can censor what the Roman Catholic Church says in its news articles to its parishioners? I don't think so. We would be crossing a dramatic line here if we refused the National Rifle Association the right to broadcast its messages in a news format.
Bruce Ackerman, thank you very much for talking with us today.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Bruce Ackerman is Sterling Professor of Law and Political Science at Yale University. He spoke to us from New Haven, Connecticut.